Hey guys, so it's almost 12. Let me get our online audience here. Hello, hello. I need Rachel is helping me. Hi guys. I think we're getting ready to go live. It's about noon. And I think we might need to redo the phone. Hi, how's everybody? Well, happy. What is today? I've lost track. Is today Tuesday?
Tuesday.
This is Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. Who's having tacos? It's Taco Tuesday. Rachel's here helping me set up, but we are definitely doing the 6 feet. We're really being smart about this. So, hi, guys. We're so excited to see you. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Carla Ann. Hey, Diane. Good to see you. Naomi. Hello, my lovely Rosio. Love you guys so much. I'm here at the prayer wall. This is like my happiest place every day when I get here at noon. And I just come in here. It's kind of nice. I'm alone. Rachel's gone. She's just helps me get on. But I just love to come to this prayer wall and to spend some time here. Hello, everybody on Instagram that's joining us. Good to see you guys. I love our prayer time together. This is such a powerful time to be together. And it makes me feel like I'm not alone because I get to see all your beautiful names. Hello, Leanne. Hello, Helen. Hey, Karen. And Karen, thanks for the good word. And I'm specifically praying for the request that you just made this morning. And we're going to talk about that at the end of our time together, some of the things we're praying for. But I want to ask you a question. I walked in to the church, and as I walked in, the first thing I saw above this prayer wall, it says prayer wall, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. And let me ask you guys right now, do you expect a miracle? Do you expect, and I mean, come on, just give me some hearts. Give me some yes. Give me some amen. I want to see some action in this feed right now. I love it when you guys respond. And let me tell you something. When you write things right there in the chat and in your comments, you're encouraging everybody else on this feed. So I want you to know we love interaction. Thank you for those hearts. And just right now, start saying to one another, I'm expecting a miracle. I walked in the office and the first thing I said is, we're one day closer. And they said, closer to what? And I said, to a cure. We're one day closer to the end of this virus. We're one day closer to where God has us on this journey. We are one day closer. I expect a miracle. We are in the middle of a miracle in our families, a miracle in our churches, a miracle in our country, and yes, a miracle in our world. God put us on pause. And remember, we've said, we've gone back and forth. I don't believe this came from God, but I believe that God's using it. I believe that the enemy loves to bring things into our life to disrupt and bring confusion. And through just not making wise decisions and smart decisions, sometimes bad things happen to us. And I think what happened was in Wuhan, China, where a lot of this, I believe, began, maybe there weren't great hygienic decisions being made there. For whatever reason, we find ourselves in this coronavirus, here we are. And we get to decide where to go from here. That's what I want to say to you right now. We get to decide where to go from here. And guys, sometimes, just as I said, sometimes things happen to us, but we get to decide what to do. So for today, I want to talk to you guys about what is it you are seeing? What is it you are seeing? What are your eyes seeing? When I walked in and my eyes saw, expect a miracle. I shifted in my thinking to begin to expect a miracle. And you guys, I want to share with you before we get into prayer today, a passage that I absolutely love in 2 Kings. And it's a story of the prophet Elijah. And Elijah was, they were actually running from the enemies. Now listen, many of us right now are running from this enemy. We are in our homes, we're in quarantine, we're in isolation, we're trying to stay away, we're fearful. Now listen to me, this is going to be so good. Every day my mind goes like this. Who have I been around? Who was I exposed to? Did they have on a mask? Did I wash my hands? We literally, the enemy right now is playing and toying with our mind and our emotions and our thoughts. And we live in this emotional upheaval of how we're feeling. But I'm telling you right now in this passage, here is the prophet and the enemies are coming on him. And here's the servant and he's so afraid because he looks around and he sees all of the armies circling, all of the armies of the enemy coming in. And I sat there and I said, God, that's how I feel sometimes. All the armies of the enemy are coming in, and it's the media, or it's, I heard someone else has it, or someone told me they're going to be tested. I'm thinking to my friends in New Jersey and New York, or we just talked to our friends in Italy, and all of this, and all the armies seem to be circling, and all he could see was the enemies. All he could see were the armies encircling. So my question to you today is, what do you see? And the prophet Elijah, the Bible says, prayed to God. And he said, God, open his eyes and let him see what you see. Remember, we've been saying here at the wall day after day after day that we're calling heaven to earth, that we're asking God to show us what he sees, to give us a heavenly perspective. And right now, you guys can see defeat, discouragement, fear, anger, resentment. You can see that, or you can see what God sees. You can see that cures are coming. Families are being healed. People are pouring into and pressing into the presence of the Holy Spirit like never before. We're looking for God to do a new thing and a fresh thing. So it all has to do with your perspective. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone out with a group of girls and you've all gone to dinner, and then the next day your girlfriend calls you and she goes, man, that was weird. And you say, what? And she goes, did you feel the vibe between so-and-so and so-and-so? And that was just, that was weird. And you said, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't notice that. Why? Because you're coming from two different perspectives. Sometimes people are looking for negative things. They're looking for drama. They're looking for problems. They're looking for excuses. And people who are immune to that because they're not looking for that, they don't see it. Man, I had a great time. I thought we all had a good time. I didn't see that. It is up to you what your perspective is. It's up to you to see the good in something, not the evil in something. It's up to you to see the circle that God has around you of protection other than what the media is saying around you. So I want to read this passage to you because it's so good. And you guys, when I give you scriptures, I'm praying that you take some time throughout the day and you go back and you open up your Bible and you let the Holy Spirit teach you and explain things to you, because he wants to give you a good word. He wants to give you comfort. So here's the verse in 2 Kings 6, 14 through 17. Therefore, there were sent horses and chariots around them of a great army, and they came by night and they surrounded the city. And when the servant of the man of God arose early, he went out and he said, oh my, there is a great army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And a servant said to him, at last, my master, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? And all of this fear encircled him. He was full of fear, and he said to the master, what shall we do? And here's what he said. Here's what we will do. Fear not. Fear not. That's the first thing you have to hear right now. The servant is saying, what do we do? And the master says, fear not, for those who are with us are greater than those who are against us. Elisha prayed and he said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Lord opened his eyes of the young man and he saw. And behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elisha. Chariots and fire of protection. Let me just ask you right now, guys, do you see that God has surrounded you with chariots and fire of protection? Do you see that God says, you're my child, I am protecting you. All the armies of the enemy will not touch you. Right now, you have to decide what you're going to see. We live in a world where we are inundated with messaging right now. I get up in the morning and I scroll through all the feeds and I'm Googling what are the signs and what are the symptoms, and we're all talking about this. But if that's all I see, then I don't see what God's doing. So yesterday on my prayer walk, I'm walking and I started saying, God, show me what you see. Show me what you see. open up the heavens and let me see the chariots of fire that surround me. Let me see the protection that surrounds me. And here's what God said to me, baby girl, I'm giving you platforms. I'm giving you opportunities. I'm giving you strategies to do things with your ministry, your family, your passions like never before. Can't you see that I'm doing a new day, a new thing in this day? Can't you see that I'm moving and I'm shifting and I'm working? And ladies, I'm telling you right now, you get to decide what to do with this moment. What is it that you see God doing? Quit looking at what the enemy's doing and start looking at what God's doing. Speak it, say it. You have platforms, you have opportunities. You get to be the hands and the heart of God like never before. So I want you to pray over this passage. There's another one I want to give you. It's Acts 26:18. Now, guys, the reason I give you these scriptures is because the word of God is fresh and new. It's comforting. It's his word. He gave us his word as manna to live on. So make sure you're reading these scriptures. You're meditating these scriptures. Make sure if you don't have the Bible app on your phone, I have the Bible app. And every hour I'm actually sending myself an alarm of a scripture. And I'm getting all the word of God just bathing me and purifying my heart and keeping me focused on the word of God. Because the news is cray-cray. Media is cray cray, and before long I'm going crazy with it if I'm not intentional about being bathed with the word of God. In Acts 26:18, the Bible says, open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Open their eyes. So let me tell you, right, I was just talking with Rachel a few moments ago, and I said, Rachel, this is a time for women of influence to stand strong and to shine bright. I believe all of you who are watching right now as women of influence, I think God's going to shift us in our ministry. I believe when I said that this was a new year, it was a new beginning, it's year 8 with women of influence. Guys, it's time for us to stand up and do things like we've never done before. Every one of you have a platform as women of influence. We can actually start touching lives that we've never touched before through this virtual meme that we have right now, this virtual world that we have of social media and all the platforms of Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest. You guys can take those platforms like never before, and you can start sharing this message. You can start sharing the message of hope and prayer and destiny and revival over all of your friends and everyone you know. This morning, I started sharing with my friends in New Jersey. I have some friends in Spain. I have some friends in South Africa. I sent our newsletter to them. I said, join us at the prayer wall. Join us for Saturday Story Club. I just kept encouraging them to be a part of this. I can share all of these platforms like we never have before, because what the enemy meant to put us in isolation, we actually can say, no, 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 no. We're going to take these platforms like never before. We're going to share it with the world. We have an opportunity with technology today to share the message of Jesus Christ like never before, guys. And I'm going to call all of the women of influence to step up, to stand up, to be strong. And we literally are going to move ahead in power like we've never had before. Do you see what he sees? Ask him to open your eyes, just like Elisha said, God, open the servant's eyes to see. There are angelic beings all around you. The Bible tells us that we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, that the Spirit of the living God is hovering over you, leading you, protecting you, guiding you. We are living in a powerful day for the church to stand strong, and that's what I believe we're going to do in these days. In Proverbs 15:3, the Word of God says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and on the good. Don't misunderstand what God's saying here, guys. God is watching what's happening. He is not unaware. He is leading. He is guiding. He is directing like never before. I am excited about these days. Are they uncertain? In some ways they are, but the God of the universe is not taken by surprise. And I'm very encouraged right now about our reach and how we're able to do things like we've never done it before, because I think we're taking serious this moment in time. We're taking serious the message of Jesus Christ like we never have before. We prayed for revival. We prayed for fresh winds and a fresh spirit. Listen to me, friend. You have this opportunity like you've never had before. Every one of you, every single one of you right now can use what the enemy meant for evil and turn it to good. So let me tell you what I believe we're going to pray for today. Number one, I'm going to ask you to ask God to open your eyes and show you things you've never seen, strategies and insights and abilities like you've never had before. I'm going to ask you to open the Word of God and begin to pray fresh revelation from the Word of God in your soul like you've never prayed before. And I'm going to ask you to get on your face and pray, to get alone with God and get on your face and pray. Pour out your spirit to God. And he's going to do a new work. So here's what we're going to pray for today. Number one, we're going to pray for our schools. Now, someone just texted me a few moments ago and they said, hey, a lot of our students are online right now in the school system through Zoom and other platforms. And let me tell you what, there's some crazy things happening out there through the Zoom and some of these other platforms. And it's hacking. There are actually some crazy people are out there hacking into these platforms, and they're doing weird things, and they're starting chat rooms on the side that aren't healthy and beneficial to our students. And so we need to pray right now that the enemy would be destroyed, that he would not get into any of these online chat rooms that these kids are on, that they're protected and that they're literally getting a good education and they're not getting crazy things that are happening online. And I don't know all the details. I just know that a couple of people have said to me, would you pray for our children as they're on these chat rooms, that they're protected from hackers that are bringing bad messaging. So I don't know all the details, but I'm just going to throw that out there because some of you have asked for that. The other thing I want to pray for is there's some people in isolation right now, and their isolation is turning into desperation. And a couple of you have shared with me a few people that have had suicidal thoughts, some people who had just said they can't handle it, they can't do it. So we're going to pray right now that spirit of destruction, that spirit of suicide, that spirit of fear would be taken from them, that spirit of anxiety. Because listen, although I'm excited about what God's doing, there's also a demonic spirit out there that's trying to destroy. So we are at a war. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. We are at a war, and the enemy's trying to take us down a road of destruction, and God's trying to lead us down a road of revival. And there's a difference between the two. So we really need to pray over this, that we would begin right now. Listen, ladies, begin to pray that spirit of destruction is destroyed, that spirit of suicide is destroyed, that spirit of fear and anger is destroyed, and the spirit of revival, the spirit of the movement of the Holy Spirit, the living God, of a new mind, of a fresh spirit, of joy, of peace. That spirit can lead people out of the spirit of suicide. I know that to be true, and we're going to pray for that. We're also going to pray for families right now. You know, it was one thing that first week and two, and we kind of adjusted to it, but right now, a lot of families are at odds with one another. There's nowhere to go. This trying to teach and tutor your children has become a burden, and it's hard, and you're wondering if they're getting behind because you don't see yourself as a homeschool teacher, and you're saying, I can't keep up with this, and my child's going to be behind. So we've got to pray for strategies, and maybe what we start is we just start some online tutoring for some of you that are teachers, and maybe you can start some Zoom calls, and you can say, let me help your kids. I mean, let's think of strategies that we can do new things and be creative to help those moms are at home with their kids right now that don't know how to do this. What if God's created new platforms for you? So let me just throw that out right now and say, hey, I could do that. I could have an online platform. I'm a teacher, and I can help some moms who are struggling right now. Hey, women of influence, let's step up. Let's step up with some of these strategies, all right? And then also, I believe that we need to take this time seriously. And here's what I was praying this morning. This is going to come and go. And we have to really take this time seriously, because I believe that there needs to be a purifying, a shifting, a recalibrating with the church. Now, do you hear what I'm saying here right now? We're going to get back to whatever our normal will be. It's going to be a new normal, but we're going to get back to that. And I don't want to lose the brokenness that we need in our spirits and the brokenness that we need for revival. because we're all so hungry to get back to where we were. But you guys, we were cold and calloused. And you're saying, well, I wasn't. Well, no, we were. We were as a society. We were entitled and resentful and angry as a society, as a culture. And I'm telling you, I believe that some of that's being chipped away. I think in this isolation, some of us are pressing into God like we never have before. And I don't want to lose that. So I want to make sure that we take this time serious and we get all the good out of it that God wants to stir in our hearts and to touch us and to mold us and to make us into new creations created in Christ Jesus. So I do want us to press into this time in a special way with Holy Spirit. Amen. So our time together now as we go to the wall is that we would begin to pray that our eyes would be open to see supernatural things, spiritual things, that we would see that cloud of witnesses that are surrounding us, that we would see that chariot of fire that's protecting us, that we pray for families and our country and strategies and businesses and the things that God has for us as women of influence. So Father God, as we're at this wall, thank you for this passage in 2 Kings. Thank you that the stories of the Word of God are always alive and active. Thank you for the reminder that Elisha saw not the enemy surrounding him, but the chariots of fire surrounding him. So we pray right now for protection in Jesus' name. We pray our eyes would be open to that heavenly host that's surrounding every one of us, that's surrounding our homes, our minds, our family, our president, our country. God, show us these chariots of fire all around us that are protecting us. God, let us see what you see. It's so easy to see what the world says, what the enemy says, what media says, what statistics say. But God, let us see what you say, that the precepts of the Lord are new every morning, that you're bringing healing and you're bringing revival and you're bringing a movement. And God, how we have longed for revival, how we have prayed for revival. And now God, as you're bringing it, help us to see that you're shifting and you're sanding and you're shaking and you're moving. And so God, let us see. It's hard all day long to keep our mind steadfast upon you, but that's what you're teaching us to do right now. You're teaching us in this time how we have to keep our mind set upon you, secure upon you, steadfast upon you. So, Father God, I join with all of my sisters right now, my brothers and sisters who are watching. We pray that you would protect us from the evil. Any hackers that are out there that are trying to bring evil to these platforms of education and children. God, right now there's a lot of kids who are home alone and they're looking for something to do. So we pray you would protect them from any social media strategies that would take them down a road of suicide or sexual impulses that aren't good or things that are negative. In Jesus' name, we pray that right now. Protect our little ones. Protect our students. Protect our families. Protect our homes. Protect our husbands. God, protect us in Jesus' name for anything that would be evil. And so, God, we continue in this moment to pray for a cure against this disease, a cure against this virus. God, would you move in a way like it is a revival in a mighty way in our country and in our world. And God, right now, I believe that there's strategies, there's inventions, there's ideas, there's platforms that you are placing right now on your children. God, we will never go back to where we were, but we will go into a new. The precepts of the Lord are new every morning. So God, show us what our new is. As you've taken us, God, only you can take us. Only you can take us down a road of new inventions and ideas and strategies. So God, we pray as we're at this wall for protection in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for everyone that's on. We have been faithful to come together every day at noon. We are praying as women of influence like we've never prayed before. And God, I'm praying over women. I'm praying protection from this virus, protection from the evil one, protection from negative thoughts, protection from anything in their family that the enemy would try to bring against them. And I thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, God. We thank you and we praise you. We're calling heaven to earth. And so, Father, right now I pray for everyone. Would you just join me right now? We're together in this moment. And I believe that the prayers of the saints are being lifted up. The prayers of the saints are being lifted up. God, you hear us. You do not turn a deaf ear to our cry. You tell us you hear. You hear your children when we cry. So God, we are crying out. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. As women of influence, we pray in concert with one another, in unison with one another. And we are praying that you heal our land. We pray that you heal our homes. We pray that you heal our hearts, that there be a tenderness like we've never had before, that the word of God would comfort our souls like it never has before, that we would have a hunger for the sanctuary of God like we never have before. And Father God, all of the requests right now that are coming in, God, we pray that you would move specifically and individually and independently with every woman that is praying right now. God, that you would move in a mighty way, a powerful way. God, we thank you for every request on this wall. God, I've often felt that there's going to be a revival that happens at this wall. We expect a miracle. We ask for a miracle. We believe in a miracle. God, thank you for what you're doing. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. And we wait for you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Woo! Sorry, I get excited. I get at this wall and I just feel the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. And I thank you guys so much for being consistent with our time together at this wall. It's just a few brief moments that we come together every day. Now, guys, I want to encourage you. It's Tuesday night, so we're going to be having our coaching time together. So at 6:30 tonight, Facebook Live, I'm going to ask you to reach out and invite someone to come. If you're a small group leader, you have received your questions by now, please have watch parties or Zoom parties. I'm going to be sharing a powerful coaching message with you tonight. Ladies, help me. This is our ministry. We are women of influence. So would you reach out to all of your platforms and invite your friends to come and join us? It's going to be a great message. And when you do a watch party, then you can spend some time when I'm finished going into the discussion questions together. So don't ever feel that you don't have a voice. Don't ever feel that you don't have a platform. You have an opportunity to touch lives like you've never touched lives before. People are looking for resources in this crisis, and you can be that resource. So I love you so much. I want to just take a moment and say hi. So many of you on today. Thank you, guys. Naomi, Gigi, Carla Ann, Rosio, Selena, Helen, Karen, Maria, so many of you, Heidi, so many of you on. Guys, literally, take this platform and share it with others. I'm getting ready to go into a meeting with our staff, and we're going to begin to talk about how we take women of influence to the next level. And I would love to hear from you. We're going to need you. You're women of influence. It's your platform. It's your voice. It's your ministry. So I love you guys so much. I thank you. We'll be together again tomorrow. I've got a word tomorrow that God's placed on my heart that I believe is very powerful and very timely. So join me tomorrow again at 12 o'clock. If you have prayer requests, send those to us. I'm putting those in the wall. I get up here early. I write these requests down and I put them in the wall. So if you would like me to place a request in the wall, send that to me. And just know that I am praying for you. I'm spending time praying for every one of you as I come up here every day. I love you. We are one day closer to the cure. We are one day closer to the revival. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Or I'll see you tonight at 6:30 with Women of Influence. Love you guys. Have a great day. God bless.